Hey, man, I am sorry. You dragged me clear across town and make me spend $5 to see some dumb movie. Hey, it was supposed to be a skin flick classic. Yeah, well, it was the worst film I ever seen, man. It was rotten and it was disgusting. I wouldn't take no girl to see it. I don't know why you took me. Then how come you wanted to stay and see it twice then? Well, because I couldn't believe it the first time.
Hey, man, I don't know why we stand out
but
here.
But listen, I should have known better than to go see a flick with a title like Deep Lips.
Well, what are we standing out here arguing for anyway, man? Why don't we go in here and have a beer?
All right, but from now on, Rollo, I pick the movies, all right?
All right, all right.
I spent $5.
I just got to get home, darling. I'm sorry, honey. I have so much to do tomorrow. I have to get up and get my fingernails fixed.
Wait a minute, will
you? I have to get ready, darling.
Wait really... just 1 minute.
Well, I had a ball, didn't you, Steve?
I think he's come back next Friday.
Holy smoke.
What is it?
I'm sorry, but I gotta take you home, Lucille.
Home? Just early in the evening? What kind of job nonsense is this?
I'm sorry, but I gotta go by and see a sick friend.
A sick friend? You ain't not told me about no sick friend.
That's cause he ain't sick yet, but he's gonna be. Come on.
Get your hands off of me. I ain't never gonna have you no more on a date.
Well, you batting 1,000 tonight, Rollo. First you take me to see a dumb movie, and then you take me into a bar where everybody's... Thanks a lot.
Hey, I didn't know, man. And besides, look at the whole thing as a sort of an adventure, man. Be bold.
That's the first time I ever been in a bar where all the brothers were sisters.
That all you got to tell me? You saw my son Lamont going to bar with Rollo?
Wait a minute now, Fred. This wasn't no ordinary bar. It was a sissy bar.
A what?
A sissy bar. You know, where everybody's...
Well, how do you know that?
I looked in, Fred, and you know something? There wasn't one chick in the entire place.
Oh, Bubba, you just imagine stuff. That could have been one of them places where they have tables for the ladies in the back.
Fred, the name of this place was the Gay Blade.
The Gay Blade?
Yeah, you know what gay is, don't you?
Yeah, I know what gay is. That means happy.
Not anymore.
Just because everybody in the place was... That don't mean that Lamont is.
Well, what was he doing in there then?
They were just looking around. Him and Rollo do that all the time. Then he comes home, tell me all about it. We have a big laugh, and that's the end of it.
Well, look, if you see two guys going into a sissy bar, what are you supposed to think?
Well, look, Bubba, me and you went into one of them bottomless bars, didn't we? That didn't mean we stopped wearing pants.
That's different, Fred. That's different than... You know something? Somebody told me that's catching on.
Oh, Bubba, that's ridiculous. I don't even want to talk to you. You're a ridiculous old man. I don't want to hear...
No, I ain't. Look, you think I come here and tell everybody to see with my own eyes?
I don't want to hear nothing about that.
Hey, pop, hey, Bubba.
What's the matter with y'all?
Oh, nothing. Nothing wrong.
Say, look, Pop, is any cold beer in the refrigerator, or did y'all drink it all?
No, there's some more in the refrigerator.
Oh, good, because I'm thirsty.
Go ahead, ask him.
Hey, son, did you and Rollo go to the movies like you say you are?
Yeah.
Ask him where'd he go after that. Go ahead, ask him, ask him.
Hey, where'd y'all go after that?
Say, what is this, some kind of cross-examination? After Rollo and I left the movie, we went and had a couple of beers. Now, if you don't mind, I'm gonna go upstairs and go to sleep. Night, Bubba.
Go ahead, ask him, ask
him. Hey, wait a minute, son. I wanna ask you something. Wait a minute. Wait a minute, Bubba was just leaving. Come on, Bubba.
Wait a minute, Fred.
I'm sorry you gotta go so soon, Bubba. I gotta ask you some question here.
Wait a minute.
All right, what do you wanna talk about?
Well, in... Guess Bubba stumbled on something out there in the yard. Come on, sit down, son.
Say, Pop, would you mind telling me what this is all about? Because I would really like to get some sleep.
Yes, it is now. Son, you and Rollo have been going out quite a bit lately, ain't you?
Yeah, well, Rollo's a good friend of mine, Pop, and we have some good times together, so.
So, why don't you take Judy Ann out sometime? Ain't she supposed to be your girlfriend?
Yeah, but she's getting to be like all the rest of them, a pain. Women is always arguing and fussing and taking up your time and your money, and then they dump you for some other dude.
Oh, so that's why you've been going out with Rollo, huh?
Well, I guess you could say that. Well, good night, Pop.
Okay, son. Still walks all right. Hi, Doc.
Good morning, Mr. Sanford.
Hi, Doc. Glad you can make it, Doc.
What's the trouble? You have a bad night?
Well, no, it's not me, Doc. It's my son.
Oh, what's the matter with him?
Well, I don't know how to tell you this, Doc, but I'm worried about my son.
Well, what is it?
Well, see, he always used to go out with girls, but he ain't doing that no more. He's just going out with his friend Rollo.
Mr. Sanford, are you suggesting that your son might be displaying homosexual tendencies?
No, I'm suggesting my son might be turning into a sissy. Is that possible, Doc? I mean, I hear it's going around now.
Well, I don't know. I don't know your son very well.
Well, is it some kind of test you could give him?
No, there's no test per se. I could ask him some leading questions, if you like, and perhaps he would reveal himself, and then we could take it from there.
And where would we take it to?
Why don't we just wait and see? In any case, no one ever died from it, you know.
Yeah. Well, he'd be the first one when I found out.
Where is your son, Mr. Sanford?
He's in the kitchen having breakfast. That's why I came out here, so we could talk. See, you come on in the house and pretend like you came to examine me, and then we'll switch it over to him.
I understand. All right.
See, you just examine me, and then I'll take over from there.
All right. Now, Mr. Sanford, I want you to take a good, deep breath. Yes, indeed. That's it. All right.
Say, Pop, what's the matter with you? I didn't know you were sick. I didn't hear you come in, Dr. Caldwell.
Oh, good morning, son.
Yeah, I had a slight heart attack last night, but I'm all right now. And look, when the doctor finishes examining me, why don't you let him examine you?
Examine me? There ain't nothing wrong with me.
What your father probably has in mind is a checkup to detect any problem early so we can nip it in the bud.
Yeah, Doc, nip it. Nip it in the bud.
But there's nothing wrong with me. I feel great.
Yeah, but you remember last week you was complaining about how your back was hurting?
Yeah, I was complaining about my back hurting me because I lifted that stove all by myself. But I feel fine now.
Well, listen, just let the doctor examine you. Just come on over here.
I don't need no examination. Just come on. I already told you that.
Will you come on over here and just sit down and let the doctor examine
you? I don't need no examination.
Sit down here. Hey, Doc, see what you can nip. And I'm going in here and make a fresh pot of coffee.
So, you were lifting a stove all by yourself.
Yeah.
You don't get much help from your father?
You know how much help I get from him, Doc? Zero. That's how much help I get from him.
Mm-hmm. I suppose that he's got a lot to do around here. I mean, the work that's ordinarily done by the woman of the house. The cooking, the cleaning, the washing, the ironing. Who does all that?
That's a very good question, because he certainly doesn't.
Mm-hmm. Do you miss having a woman around the house? I mean, do you miss your mother?
What? Well, I was just a kid when my mother died, but, like, she was a wonderful person. She had a real strong character. Pop tells me that I take after her.
Then you would say that your mother was the dominant one in the family?
Well, I guess you could say that. Say, I'd like to sit down here and talk to you some more, Doctor, but I really got to get to work.
Well, that's all right, young man. I'm finished.
Good. How's my back?
Your back? Oh, your back. You're fine, Lamont. Your discs are all in order.
Hey, y'all. All finished, Doc? How is it?
His back's fine, Mr. Sanford.
Yeah, my discs are all in order.
Oh, that's good. That's good news to know your discs in order. Doc, come on, I'll walk you to the car. Lamont, why don't you have some of that fresh coffee I just made? Go ahead, have some. Look here, Doc. What do you think? Could you tell anything?
Well, he feels that he had a dominant mother, and that's generally a clue.
Then he is.
On the other hand, he shows no outward signs that would be revealing.
That means he ain't.
But he says he takes after his mother.
Then he is.
However, he likes the idea of a woman around the house.
He ain't.
I didn't say that.
Well, what are you saying?
I don't know.
Well, what do you know?
The one thing I do know is I don't know.
Well, what do you suggest?
I don't know. Let's just wait and see how things develop. Let me know if you detect any change in his speech or his behavior or his dress.
Don't tell me he's gonna put on a dress.
No, Mr. Sanford, I meant his wearing apparel. And that'll be $10, please.
I only got $5, Doc.
Well, when can I get the other $5?
I don't know. Say, what you doing combing your hair?
What kind of question is that? Why does anybody comb their hair to look neat?
Well, you just go into a job.
Pop, just because I work in junk don't mean I have to look like it. Now, I come in contact with a lot of people out there in the street, you know.
Oh, I see what you mean. Like in case you ran into one of them nice, interesting females, huh?
In case I should run into whoever. See you, Pop.
It's that whoever that worries me. I can see it all happening now. I can see me changing the sign from Sanford and Son to Sanford and... What's that smell I smell? Is that you?
Yeah, that's my new cologne, Pop. It's called Brute.
Brute? Should call it Brutal.
Well, for your information, Willie Mays wears it.
That's why they stuck him way out there in Santa Fe. Hey, listen, you going out with Rollo again?
See, what is it with you with all these questions? Where am I going? Who am I going out with? You never used to ask these questions before.
Well, I got to ask you these questions. You still my son, ain't you?
Of course I'm your son, Pop, and I didn't mean to snap at you, but listen, you know I tell you everything I do, don't you?
You do?
Of course I do.
Well, where you going and what you gonna do?
Okay, I'm going out with Rollo, and we don't know what we're gonna do, all right?
All right, and I'm going out myself.
You going out? Where you going?
Me and Bubba are going to the movies. They got a triple horror film over there at the Paradise Theater. Triple feature, and it's only 99 cents. Uh-huh. That comes to about 33 cents a horror. That ain't bad.
Right. Now, you sure you're going out with Bubba, right?
Yeah, and you sure you're going out with Rollo?
Right.
Right, I see you, son.
Okay, Pop.
He's seen.
Hey, Pops, what it is?
What it was.
Right on. I see you stepping out tonight, huh?
Well, I was stepping out, but after meeting you, it's more like stepping into something.
Jack, you one cold-blooded old dude.
Hey, listen here.
Yeah.
Why you always going out with my son?
Lamont? That's my man.
Your man?
Yeah, Jack, my man, my main man.
Your main man.
Hey, look here, Jack. I'm gonna see you later on. Look, we tight partners, man. Me and Lamont just like that.
Elizabeth, if you're looking down on all this, honey, don't look.
Okay, bye.
Hey, man, what's so funny?
Ain't nothing, man. I just ran into your old man outside. That is one funny old dude.
You think so, huh?
Yeah. Hey, come on, let's split.
I'm not going out with you tonight, Rollo.
You ain't going?
No.
You gonna pass up one of the greatest skin flicks of all times and stay home on a Saturday night? Is you a fool?
Hey, man, I already seen your skin flicks, Rollo.
Hey, but Lamont, look, this flick is different, man. It's called the Mile High Club. And it's all about these 350 swinging couples in the baggage compartment of a 747.
Hey, man, I don't care what it's about. And I did. I made myself a phone call. I got the place all to myself. My mind is made up, and so is my game.
Hey, right on. Look here.
Later.
On the fuddler, brother.
Hey, this is a place, Fred. I saw Lamont Rollo right in there. Look up there. See? The gay blade.
But we better get on inside, because Rollo was just getting to the house as I was leaving.
Well, so suppose Lamont sees you in there, then what?
Oh, they won't see us. No, why? Because we can sit way in the back. And besides, put these on.
Ooh, I feel kind of weird.
Well, that won't mean nothing in that bubble.
I guess it takes all kinds, eh, Fred?
Yeah. And listen, Bubba, when we get inside there, don't smile at nobody.
Yeah? All right.
I mean, don't smile at nobody.
Okay, Fred.
Come on.
Ciao.
Did I tell you don't smile at nobody? Don't smile. Get on in there, Bubba. Please don't smile.
I saw your old man and Bubba going into the gay blade.
Come on, Rollo. What kind of joke is this, man? It ain't funny.
Hey, man, I swear on a stack of Bibles, it's high, Lamont. The two old dudes were going in the gay blade. Can you get ready for that?
Look, man, just because you saw him going in the gay blade, now that don't mean nothing. Look, my father's always looking for weird places to go into. Now, he goes in there and sits at the bar and nurses a can of beer for a few hours. Then he comes on home and tells me about the whole thing. It don't mean nothing.
Hey, they weren't at the bar.
Well, where were they?
They was tucked away in a corner.
Well, they probably just wanted to get a better view of the place, that's all.
And they was wearing dark glasses.
Hey, look, Rollo, you talking about my old man now.
Hey, baby, look here, I'm just telling you what I saw.
And as far as Bubba's concerned, Bubba's been married twice.
Yeah, and you know what they say, too. If you can't hold a job, you change the line of work.
You ain't wrapped too tight, Rollo.
Hey, you don't believe me? Why don't you ask your old man when he comes?
Hey, just ask him. I don't have to ask him nothing because we don't have no secrets in this house. He'll come in here and tell me everything that went on out there.
Just ask him.
I don't have to ask him nothing.
What's the matter?
Nothing. Nothing, Pop.
See, I thought you two were going out.
Yeah, but we changed our mind.
Listen, any cold beer in the refrigerator?
Yeah, there's some beer in the refrigerator.
Think I'll get me one. Thanks, man. That's the dude.
Say, Pop?
Yeah.
You didn't go to that movie with Bubba like you said you was, did you?
No.
Well, where did you go?
Out. Now I'm in, now I'm going up and lay down.
Yeah, but wait a minute, Pop. See, I want to talk to you. See, Rollo was just going home.
Hey, wait a minute.
Good night, Rollo.
Can I just
miss? Good night, Rollo. See, Pop, just come on over here and sit down, Pop.
Listen, you and Rollo really ain't going out tonight, huh?
No, no, we're not going out.
Well, I guess I go to bed.
Wait a minute, Pop. Pop, you remember when I was a little kid, you told me that anytime I ever wanted to talk to you about anything, that I could just come and talk to you about it?
Huh?
Well, see, there's something that I want to ask you, and I don't quite know how to do it, see, because it's kind of embarrassing, but it's something that I got to know, see, and...
Well, listen, son, I know what you want to ask me.
You do?
Sure. See, it's all my fault. It started 15 years ago when we were having a father and son discussion, and I was telling you about the birds and the bees. And when I got to the part about the birds, a customer came in and interrupted me.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about maybe we should start where we left off from. Ain't that something? It always happens at the most important part.
Yeah. Hi, Lamont.
Hey, Pop, you remember Judy Ann Fisher?
Yeah. Yeah, hi, Judy Ann.
Good evening, Mr. Sanford.
Listen, don't tell me you two got a date.
Yeah, see, we thought you was going to go out and we'd have the place to ourselves, but if you want me to, I could take Judy Ann home and, you know, me and you could stay and talk.
No, no, no. This has come a time when a man should have the house by itself. I'm going out anyway.
Well, wait a minute, Pop. Don't let me run you off, because this is just as much your house as it is mine, you know.
Oh, no, no. I have a date with Donna.
With Donna?
Uh-huh.
You got a date with Donna?
Yeah. I got a standing dinner engagement with Donna every Saturday.
Hey, man, I think that's fantastic, Pop. Hey, yeah. You sure it's not too late?
Oh, no, you know that saying, the later the dinner, the bigger the winner?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I see you, son. Goodbye, Judy Ann.
Goodbye, Mr. Sanford.
Oh, Pop.
Huh?
You remember that little discussion that we was going to have?
Mm-hmm.
Forget it.
Yeah, and you know that saying, don't do nothing I wouldn't do?
Yeah.
Forget that, too.
All right.
You do what you want to do.
All right.
Yeah. Sit on down there. It's your thing. Do what you want to do. I can't tell you who to sock it to.
Rollo.
Hey, what's the number, dude?
Hey, what's the good word, Pop?
The good word, Rollo, is when you say goodbye.
Well, what you want to do tonight, Rollo?
Hey, man, there's this great movie just opened. It's all about a sailor held captive on an island by 100 Amazon women with his hands tied behind his back.
Not another one of your skin flicks.
Hey, man, but this is the uncut version. And besides, a partner of mine gave me 2 tickets. It's for free.
I don't care if it is free. I'm not going. I think the whole thing is disgusting.
Yeah, Rollo. Why you always come around here taking my son to see them disgusting movies and corrupting his mind?
Corrupting his mind?
That's right.
He's a grown man, ain't he?
Well, he ain't old enough and he ain't mature enough to handle that kind of stuff.
Well, how old you gotta be, Pop?
Around 60, 65. Say, where's this movie playing at anyway?
Kitty Cat Theater.
The what? The Kitty Cat?
Yeah.
Give me them.
Where are you going?
Huh?
Where are you going?
Meow.
Sanford and Son is recorded on tape before a live studio audience.